天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。和平这个词看起来很简单，实际做起来很难。家庭内部的冲突，国与国之间的战争，到底是为什么？麦克牧师今天继续透过主的宣言来和我们分享，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
Tonight, I want to talk to you about peace.
今天我想和你谈谈和平这个话题。
This is a very important subject.
这是一个非常重要的主题。
But I want to begin by telling you an observation that I have.
但我先想跟你谈谈我所看到的一个现象。
In an art gallery in Florence, Italy,
在意大利佛罗伦斯的一所画廊里
，You will find two paintings side by side.
你会看到两幅画并排挂着。
On the surface, the two paintings look very similar.
表面上这两幅画看上去非常相像。
But on a closer examination, they are complete contrast.
但是当你仔细观察，它们却是完全相反的。
One picture has a stormy sea.
一幅是充满风暴的海面
，A wild waves，
巨浪翻腾
，and fierce lightning flashing across the sky，
天空电光闪闪
，and in the midst of the raging waters，
在惊涛骇浪的海水里
，you see the face of a drowning man，
你看到一个快要淹死的人
，and on his face is an expression of despair。
他的脸上展现出绝望的表情。
On the other painting,
另外一幅画
，You will see the same ocean tossing, with violent tempests.
你会看到同样的海洋在狂风巨浪中。
But in the midst of the waters, you find a huge rock.
但是在海中央，你看见一块大石头。
Against that rock, the white-capped breakers dash in vain.
巨石稳若泰山，任由海浪冲击。
And in the crevice of the boulder,
在大石的裂缝里
，there is a pigeon that is sitting on her nest.
有一只鸽子安卧在它的窝里
，quiet and undisturbed by the wild fury of the elements.
十分平静，丝毫不被狂澜打扰。
And the title of the picture was "Peace in the Stormy Sea."
这幅画的题目是怒海中的宁静。
Peace is what every heart wants.
宁静是每一颗心都向往的。
Most people identify with the painting of the drowning man in the storm rather than with the dove in the crevice of the boulder.
大部分人都会跟图画中那个风浪中快淹死的人认同，而不是在大石裂缝中的那只鸽子。
When the world talks about peace, they are not talking about biblical peace.
当世人在谈论和平的时候，他们并不是谈圣经所说的和平。
They are not talking about the peace of God.
他们不是讨论属神的和平。
They are talking about a truce that gives the warring faction enough time to reload their weapons.
他们所谈的是休战条件。好让敌对的势力有足够的时间来重新武装自己。
There is one problem with this philosophy.
这种哲学有一个问题。
When you put the self first,
当你凡事以自己为首
,peace comes last.
和平将落到最后。
When you put self first,
当你以自我为优先时
,you will have a strife, division, hatred, and war.
就会产生斗争、分裂、仇恨和战争。
And the seventh beatitude is an invitation by the Prince of Peace to all his disciples to be imitators of him.
主的第七个宣言是和平的君王正在邀请他所有的门徒来效法他。
It is an invitation to be ambassadors for his peace.
这是对他门徒的一个邀请，要他们成为和平的大使。
It is an invitation to be messengers of his peace.
邀请他们成为传扬他和平信息的使者。
However, we cannot do that unless we have received his peace.
但除非我们接受了他所赐的和平，不然我们做不到。
One of the famous British writers said,
一个著名的英国作家说，
God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself.
神无法给予我们在他以外的平安喜乐。
There is no such thing.
其实根本就没有这种平安喜乐。
I want to divide this beatitude into three segments.
我想将这个宣告分为三个部分。
First,
首先，
the tariff of peace.
和平的代价。
Secondly,
其次，
the truth and peace.
真理与和平。
Thirdly,
第三，
the trophy of peace.
和平的奖赏。
Let us start with the tariff of peace.
我们从和平的代价开始谈。
Colossians 1:19 tells us,
哥罗西书一章十九到二十节告诉我们，
It tells us that Jesus made peace with his bloodshed on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上所流的血成就了和平。
God places a high tariff on peace.
神为和平付上了昂贵的代价。
God is the God of peace.
神是赐平安的神。
God wants his people to be peacemakers.
神希望他的子民都成为使人和睦的人。
And he tells us that peace is not cheap.
他告诉我们和平不是廉价的。
Peace always has a price.
和平总有一个代价。
And the price of God's provision for our peace was the blood of his son.
为了让我们得到和平，神所付出的代价就是他儿子的宝血。
When God wanted to break the barrier between us and himself,
当神要拆除我们和他之间的障碍，
He had to pay the highest price possible.
他必须竭尽所能地付出最高的代价。
His only begotten son.
就是他的独生子。
When you and I try to break any barrier that is erected by sin and disobedience,
当你和我试图打破因罪和不顺服所形成的障碍时，
there is a tariff to be paid.
也需要付上一个代价。
When sin erects a barrier between us and God,
当罪在我们和神之间树立起障碍，
repentance is the tariff.
悔改就是这个代价。
When sin erects a barrier between a husband and a wife,
当罪在夫妻之间树立起障碍，
humility and asking for forgiveness is the tariff.
谦卑并祈求对方饶恕就是代价了。
When sin builds a wall between two believers,
当罪在两位信徒之间树立起障碍，
humility and confession is the tariff.
谦卑认错就是代价。
So for any peace to occur, there has to be a price that must be paid.
因此为了达成和平，必须要付上代价。
Sometimes that price is vulnerability and brokenness.
有时这个代价是被攻击，被破碎。
Sometimes that price is submission and surrender when you don't feel like it.
有时这个代价意味着即使自己不愿意，也要屈服和投降。
Sometimes the price is obedience when you don't want to obey.
有时这个代价就是你不愿意服从的时候仍然要服从。
To be a peacemaker is to be willing to pay the price of building bridges.
要成为使人和睦的人，必须愿意付上建立桥梁所要付的代价。
To be a peacemaker is to be willing to pay the price of taking the blame.
成为使人和睦的人，必须愿意付上承担罪责的代价。
In the old Jewish weddings,
在古代犹太人的婚礼上，
they always lift up a glass,
他们总是会举起一个玻璃杯，
and they allow it to fall to the ground and be shattered into atoms.
然后将它摔在地上，摔得粉碎。
Pointing to the fragments, the couple is always exhorted to guard jealously the sacred relationship into which they have entered.
面对这些玻璃碎，就是劝诫一对新人要极力保守他们的神圣的夫妻关系。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because once it is fractured, they said, it can never be restored.
他们说，因为当这个关系破裂，就再也不能恢复。
However, in the New Testament, we know that because of the cross, a fractured relationship can be restored again and again.
然而在新约里，我们知道借着十字架，破裂的关系可以重新得到修补。
For at the cross, all of humanity's hatred and all of humanity's anger were vented against God.
因为在十字架上，人类所有的憎恨，所有的愤怒都发泄给神了。
At the cross, through pain, God bought peace.
神在十字架上通过痛苦带来了和平。
At the cross, through the shedding of an innocent, holy and pure blood, we were able to be reconciled with God the Father.
在十字架上，主耶稣流出他那无罪的圣洁的鲜血，使我们得以跟天父和好。
And that is why Isaiah 32:17 said,
这就是以赛亚书32章17节所说的
that the work of righteousness shall be peace.
公义的果效必是平安。
Jesus said in John 16:33,
耶稣在约翰福音16章33节说
These things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world.
我将这些事情告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And that is why the one who does not belong to Jesus Christ can neither have peace, nor be at peace, nor become a peacemaker.
因此，一个不属于耶稣基督的人，不仅无法得到平安，无法与人和平相处，也无法成为一个使人和睦的人。
Jesus Christ is the tariff of peace.
耶稣基督就是和平的代价。
Secondly, we come to the truth and peace.
第二，我们来谈谈真理与和平。
Peace at any price is not a biblical peace.
需要讨价还价的和平，都不是圣经所说的平安。
When God's truth is compromised, you will only have a false peace.
若在神的真理上妥协，你只能拥有一个虚假的平安。
You see, people can stop fighting without righteousness or truth.
要知道，人们可以不谈正义或真理而停止争斗。
But they cannot live peaceably without righteousness and truth.
但是他们不能脱离正义和真理来和平相处。
When truth is applied,
当真理实践出来时，
it will not only put an end to conflict,
不仅可以停止冲突，
but it will also administer the healing of love.
更是用爱来医疗伤痛。
The peace of God,
从神来的平安，
which is based upon God's truth,
基于神的真理，
will not only stop war,
不只是停止战争，
but it replaces it with joy,
更是用喜乐替代战争。
The peace of God,
神的平安，
which is based upon God's truth,
基于神的真理，
will not only expose sin,
不只是揭发罪恶，
but it will produce goodness and righteousness,
也会产生良善和正义。
Man's peace is only a cessation of hostility,
人的和平只能停止彼此的敌对。
But God's peace is the building of unity,
但神的和平却能促进合一。
Man's peace is only a cold war,
人类的和平只能形成冷战。
But God's peace is a warm friendship.
但神的和平却是温暖的友谊。
Man's peace is only a temporary truce.
人类的和平只是暂时的休战。
But God's peace is permanent tranquility.
神的和平却是永远的宁静。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God's peace is built upon God's truth.
因为神的和平建基于神的真理。
Because until hatred is resolved,
除非能解除人类的仇恨，
disagreement will merely go underground.
否则分歧的意念只会潜伏在暗处。
Until jealousy is dealt with,
除非能对付人的嫉妒，
fighting will be temporary on hold.
斗争只是暂停罢了。
Until selfishness is controlled,
直到人的私心得到控制，
enmity will break out again and again.
否则敌意又会一次次的爆发。
When James described God's wisdom in James 3:17, he said,
雅各书三章十七节，雅各描述神的智慧时说
：“It is first pure, then peaceable.
先是清洁，后是和平。
God's way to peace is through purity.
神促成和平的方法是通过清洁
，not compromise or pretending.
不是妥协或者伪装。
It is not surprising, therefore, that.” Jesus first said, Blessed are the pure in heart, and then he said, Blessed are the peacemakers.
难怪耶稣先说，清心的人有福了，之后他才说，使人和睦的人有福了。
Any two people cannot be at peace until they expose the wrong attitudes to the truth of God.
人与人之间不可能和平相处，除非他们在神的真理面前承认自己错误的心态。
Any two people cannot be at peace until they expose the cause of conflict to the light of God's truth.
人与人之间不能和平共处，除非他们在神真理的光照下坦诚地面对产生斗争的原因。
The psalmist says,
诗篇作者说，
Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
公义和和平彼此相亲。
Jesus said in Matthew 10:34,
在马太福音十章三十四节，耶稣说
：“Do not think that I have come to bring peace into the earth, but sword.
你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
Now those who are looking for contradictions in the Bible immediately point their finger and say, "See, see, there's a contradiction."
有些试图在圣经中寻找矛盾的人，马上就会指着这里说：“你看，你看，这不是很矛盾吗？”
On the one hand, Jesus said, "I bring no peace," and on the other hand, he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
一方面，耶稣说我不是叫地上太平；另一方面，他又说使人和睦的人有福了。
There is nothing contradictory about this.
其实没有什么矛盾的。
The peace that Jesus came to bring,
耶稣所带来的和平，
is not peace at any price.
不是讨价还价的和平。
There has to be a resistance before peace can come.
在获得和平之前，必定有反抗的力量。
There will be opposition before harmony becomes a reality.
要实现和谐一致之前，必定有反对的势力。
There will be strife before God's peace.
在神的和平之前，将会有冲突。
To be a peacemaker on God's terms, you must be a peacemaker on God's terms of truth and righteousness.
要按照神的标准，成为一个使人和睦的人，你必须按照神的真理和公义来使人和睦。
It is like the surgeon's scalpel.
这就像外科医生的手术刀。
It must cut before it heals.
先开刀才能治疗。
Jesus never avoided confronting the wrongdoing for the sake of peace.
耶稣为了寻求和平，从来不逃避任何错误行为所带来的对抗。
The tariff of peace.
这就是和平的代价。
There can be no peace without the truth of Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣基督的真理，就没有和平。
Thirdly,
第三，
We would look at the trophy of peace.
我们来看看和平的奖赏。
Those who are peacemakers shall be called the children of God.
使人和睦的人将被称为神的儿子。
They shall be recognized by their daddy's characteristics.
人们看得出他们具有天父的性情。
They shall be called their daddy's girls or boys.
他们被称为天父的女儿或儿子。
Like your daddy, who is a peacemaker, you too, when you help spread the peace of God, will truly be called child of God.
就像天父促成和平，当你把神的和平散布出去，你就真是神的儿子了。
Jesus' followers are the apple of God's eye.
耶稣的跟随者是神眼中的瞳仁。
The apple of the eye is the corner of the eye.
眼睛的瞳仁就是眼角膜。
Which is the most sensitive part.
也是眼睛最敏感的部位。
It is the most protected part of the eye.
它是眼睛最需要保护的地方。
That is how God's children are to him.
神看他的儿女也是这么重要的。
He is most sensitive about his children.
他最在乎他的儿女。
He is most protective of his children.
也最周全地保护他们。
Those who attack God's children don't know that they are poking God in the eye.
那些攻击神儿女的人不知道自己正在戳神的眼睛。
When Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus,
当扫罗去大马色的路上，耶稣向他显现。
He did not say to him, "Why are you persecuting the church?"
耶稣没有问他，为什么你要迫害我的教会呢？
No,
不是。
He said to him,
耶稣对他说，
"Why are you persecuting me?"
你为什么逼迫我呢？
According to Psalm 56 and verse 8,
根据诗篇56篇第八节。
God puts the tears of his children in a bottle.
神将他孩子们的眼泪装在皮袋里。
This means not a drop of their tears will be unimportant to God.
这意味着对神来说，没有一滴眼泪是不重要的。
Don't ever take the privilege of calling God our Father for granted.
不要轻看我们可以称呼神为我们的天父这项特权。
As we seek to be peacemakers,
当我们寻求成为一个使人和睦的人时，
As we seek to reconcile men and women to God,
当我们想要劝导人与神和好时，
As we seek as much as possible to live in peace with all people,
当我们尽一切努力与人和平共处时，
We often find that people may treat us the way they have treated our Lord.
我们会发现人们对待我们就像对待我们的主一样。
They may misunderstand us.
他们可能误解我们。
And will not honestly seek the truth.
不愿意诚实地寻求真理。
They may condemn us and crucify us.
他们可能咒诅我们，把我们钉在十字架上。
Remember this.
请记住这一点。
Hatred blinds people.
憎恨使人盲目。
But love enlightens.
但是爱使人得到启发。
Hatred always feels victimized.
憎恨使人感到自己是受害者。
But love seeks a victory.
但爱却寻求到胜利。
The people of war will always throw stones.
好战的人总是互相扔石头。
But the peacemakers will pick up these very stones and use them to build a bridge.
但使人和睦的人会捡起这些石头建造桥梁。
The people of war come with sword.
好战的人手持利剑。
But the peacemakers disarm them with love and beat their swords into plowshares.
但使人和睦的人用爱使他们放下武器，并将他们的剑改铸为犁头。
The people of war throw spears.
好战的人们彼此投掷长矛。
But the peacemakers will turn it into pruning hooks.
但使人和睦的人却将这些长矛变作修剪的工具。
The peacemakers don't always avoid the battle.
使人和平的人有时不能避开战争。
But by the power of God's Holy Spirit, they will triumph.
但是凭着神圣灵的大能，他们将得胜。
Do you have war at home?
你在家里发生争执吗？
Is there a war at your work?
你在工作中有斗争吗？
Do you have war in your heart?
你心里有斗争吗？
Your heavenly Father wants you to be like him, a peacemaker.
你的天父希望你能像他，成为一个使人和睦的人。
Will you ask him?
你愿意向他祈求吗？
Say, Lord Jesus, make me to be a peacemaker.
说主耶稣，让我成为一个使人和睦的人吧。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福于你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，主耶稣是和平之子，他在十字架上所流的宝血成就了和平。神为和平付上了昂贵的代价，我们也要做一个使人和睦的人，就是在神面前认罪悔改，谦卑柔和的态度。只有与神和好，才能与人和好，成为传扬主和平信息的使者。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
轻轻的，慢慢的，柔柔的，来唱歌。轻轻的，慢慢的，柔柔的，安静坐着，长长的，大音的，流传着，爱之歌，暖暖的，希望之歌，让我们心中平和。轻轻的。